Shepherd's Chapel, Passover 2013.
I'm Joshua Lake.
I'm David Bance, and we've been elected to do the Passover interviews. Hello, and your name and state?
David Jimenez from Virginia.
Oh, good. And how long have you been coming to the chapel, David?
I've been studying for 3 years in my third Passover here. I've known about them for about 5-6 years, but really studying with Pastor Murray about 3 years where I've been coming to Passover. So this is my third Passover here.
And you're meeting a lot of good people?
Yes, I have. A lot of good people here to meet. I'm getting fed really good now. And all the scales and my eyes and ears are opening up and getting blessed at the same time.
Well, good. You're hearing the word and the way you feel, right?
Yes, I am.
Well,
yes,
thank
I
you.
Am.
And would you like to say hi to anybody?
Yes, I would like to say hi to Alan and Beth out there in Ohio, and also Madison. I love you, sweetie. And my wife, Sylvia.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello, hi. Name and state, please.
Penny from Iowa.
How long have you been studying with the chapel, Penny?
10 years.
And how many Passovers have you been to?
First one. Yep.
And what's your feelings about that?
It's great. I mean, everybody's been nice. The staff's been really nice and helpful.
Well, good. And is there anybody back home you'd like to say hello to?
Hello to the rest of my kids.
And how many children do you have?
Six.
Six. Well, you want to name them all?
Kenneth, Brian, Chris, Tyler, and Brandon, and Sarah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Hello, where are your name and state, please?
Joanne Lang, Texas.
Okay.
Floyd Lang, Texas.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
This is our 14th Passover.
Wow, that's a lot of Passovers, isn't it?
Enjoyed every one of them.
And how about you? How have you enjoyed it?
Yep, good.
Good. And how did you find out about this chapel itself?
An accident.
An accident, huh?
Going through the TV, 5 o'clock in the morning, and there he was. And I remember saying, the first time we came up, I says, I want to go and see if there's anybody that believes what he says beside me and that old man on the TV.
Wow.
And it was, that's what he was.
And you got your husband to agree with you,
mm-hmm.
I see. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, thanks so much for coming, and God bless you.
All right.
Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Elaine Whitworth from Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, and how long have you been studying in the chapel?
About 3 years.
Is this your first? Okay.
My second Passover.
Second Passover. Have you had a chance to reconnect with other people that
no,
you've met? No?
Not so much.
Not so much yet?
I come from we have 7 dead Pentecostal preachers
really?
In my family, and about that many live in various modalities, different religions, and so I was hurting real bad one night, and I was just kind of flipping through the channels, and I saw Pastor Murray, and he said some things that was just way off from what I was raised, and I thought, this guy's
absolutely.
Kind of a kook, but something, I kept praying about it, and it was like God just kept saying, no, you go back
keep
here,
watching.
Go back here, and I said, okay, I'm going to give it 1 year, and I'm going to try to prove this man wrong. I couldn't prove him wrong.
That seems to be the case with a lot of people. That's how they begin to watch. They see it, and then they want to, you know, prove them wrong, and then they don't ever end up doing it.
No, so. It's wonderful. It's just brought such a light in my life. And
absolutely.
A peace, you know, and such understanding and things that as a child I didn't understand. And I would ask my grandmother, who was the daughter of a preacher and 2 brothers of preachers, and she'd say, oh, that's not what it means. But as a child, it's like I knew what it meant.
Absolutely.
But I needed that validation from an adult, and I didn't get it. Now I'm getting
yeah.
what somewhere deep inside me I've always known.
Yeah.
So.
Well, is there anybody you want to say hi to back home or anything like that?
My whole family, I've got 7 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And my sons, I've got 2 sons, one in St. Petersburg and one in Springfield. So.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming out. Thanks for talking with me, and
thank
bless
you very
day.
Much.
No problem. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Chelsea Schultz from Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
How long have you been studying with the chapel?
Since 94.
Since 94, wow. So I'm assuming then this is probably not your first Passover.
No.
How many Passovers?
Probably about 15.
About 15?
Or maybe more. I think we've only missed about 3 since then.
Wow. Have you had a chance to reconnect with others that you've met at other Passovers?
Oh, yeah, I met some other
people.
Have
lots of study partners and whatnot?
No, we don't. We where we live, we don't have anyone we study with. No, we study. I'm retired. I study 8 to 9 in the morning, and then 12 to 1 in the afternoon, and then 4 to 5 on Dish Network. They handle.
Yeah, Dish Network is really good because there's 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people don't realize that, so that's that's a great blessing that you got.
Okay, well, I like it.
How was the trip here? Did you have any setbacks?
Oh, no.
No setbacks whatsoever?
I bump into people, they'll see we got a sticker on the back of our car, and I stop there in Dewey, Oklahoma, which is north of Bartlesville, and the kid says, how long do you stay with?
Isn't that
Shepherd's
crazy?
Shepherd's Chapel. Long time. He says, my dad is manager of the Miller's Oil there, and they watch you on the TV in the service station when they're not servicing cars. They're in there watching it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's a good way to meet other people, too.
Yeah.
Just put a bumper sticker on your car, drive around town, and you'd be surprised of all the people that you can meet. And future study partners and whatnot.
Yeah, it's been good, wife and I enjoy.
Absolutely. Did you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Oh, yeah. Hi to everyone.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming out, and thanks for talking with me.
You bet.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you
Chelsea
from?
Chelsea Schultz from Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
How long have you been studying with the chapel?
Since 94.
Since 94, wow. So I'm assuming then this is probably not your first Passover.
No.
How many Passovers?
Probably about 15.
About 15?
Or maybe more. I think we've only missed about 3 since then.
Wow. Have you had a chance to reconnect with others that you've met at other Passovers?
Oh, yeah, I've met some other
people.
Have
lots of study partners and whatnot?
No, we don't. We where we live, we don't have anyone we study with. No, we study. I'm retired. I study 8 to 9 in the morning, and then 12 to 1 in the afternoon, and then 4 to 5 on Dish Network. They handle.
Yeah, Dish Network is really good because there's 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people don't realize that, so that's
I really like that.
Yeah, that's a great blessing that you got. Okay, well,
I like it.
How was the trip here? Did you have any setbacks?
Oh, no.
No setbacks whatsoever?
I bump into people, they'll see we got a sticker on the back of our car, and I stop there in Dewey, Oklahoma, which is north of Bartlesville, and the kid says, how long do you stay with?
Isn't that
Shepherd's
crazy?
Shepherd's Chapel. Long time. He says, my dad is manager of the Miller's Oil there, and they watch you on the TV in the service station when they're not servicing cars. They're in there watching it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's a good way to meet other people, too.
Yeah.
Just put a bumper sticker on your car, drive around town, and you'd be surprised of all the people that you can meet. And future study partners and whatnot.
Yeah, it's been good, wife and I enjoy.
Absolutely. Did you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Oh, yeah. Hi to everyone.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming out, and thanks for talking with me.
You bet.
Hello.
How are you? Name and state, please.
Brenda from West Liberty, Kentucky.
Joe Cassidy from West Liberty, Kentucky.
Oh, good. And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
Since 2002.
2002. Is this your first Passover? Or?
It's our 9th.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
Yes. Real privilege to be here.
Yeah.
You meet people you've seen before?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people.
Good. So you can say hi to them and compare notes and learn the word, can't
you? Yes, we can. We've made some good friends.
And how do you find the chapel?
We just started watching on television.
On Dish Network.
Mm-hmm.
On Dish Network. Okay. Yes. Well, good. Would you like to say hi to anybody? Okay. Well, thank you for coming, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing,
name
sweetie?
And state.
Tanya from California.
Okay.
Joshua from California.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
I've been studying with the chapel for 10 years now.
Oh.
And about 25 years.
Wow.
First time here.
First time.
Yes.
This is your first Passover.
Yes.
You knocked me into it.
Well, good for you. Yes. And 25 years ago, how did you find the chapel?
Flicking through the TV about 2 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what's he talking about? Is it really real? What? no, I've never heard this from church. And then all of a sudden it was just, hey, he's making sense. This was my thought. I like somebody that takes the Word of God serious and that really can explain it the way it should be explained.
Okay.
And that was awesome. And from then on, that's it.
Well, thanks for talking and for coming in.
You're welcome. First
Passover. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Yes. I would like to say hi to our three daughters, Rhiannon, Sammy, and Stephanie.
I'd like to say hi to everybody out there that's watching that's never heard this message before.
You've got to come.
Chapter by chapter and verse by verse. God bless you.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello. Give me your name and state, please.
I'm Alan Larry.
Madison Dodge.
Oh, Madison and Alan. And how
this
long?
My granddaughter and her first trip out of Ohio. We brought her with us to Passover.
Okay. And how long has Grandpa been studying with the chapel?
Since probably 2005.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And what do you watch it on, Dish or what?
Actually, we watch it on DirecTV, and we've got a old C-band dish. We still have that
okay.
in operation.
That's great.
It's great. It's been a real blessing in our life.
Would you like to say anybody out there
like
on the TV? Look at the TV, there's camera. And
you tell Dad and Mom hi? Tell them.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hi, Aunt Kay.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
God bless you now, okay?
God bless you.
All right.
What's your name and where are you from?
Dolores, Louisiana.
How long have you been studying in the chapel?
Since 07.
07?
Yeah.
Is this your first Passover?
No, this is about the third.
Third Passover?
Mm-hmm.
Is it shaping out to be the best Passover you've ever been to?
Well, it's good.
Pretty good?
It's a little too early to tell right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
The first day, but I really enjoyed it last year.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking to enjoy it again this year.
Yeah. Let me ask you one question. If you could describe this Passover in one word and what it means for you to be here, what would that word be? Not to put you on the spot, but...
Blessed.
Blessed, absolutely.
Blessed.
I could not say it any better.
Yes.
Would you like to say hi to anybody back home?
Well, just the little town that I come from, all the people there and friends and family.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to Doris, and
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Where are y'all from and what's your name?
Sandy Hook, Kentucky. Oh. Kathy McKenzie.
Okay.
Jackie from Sandy Hook, Kentucky.
Okay, and how long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
About 16 years already.
16 years? Yeah. So I'm assuming not first Passover then?
No, it's first Passover.
Really? The first Passover you've ever been to? Well, what do you think so far?
It's a blessing to get to be here, and it's a blessing to get to study with Shepherd's Chapel, too.
Absolutely.
There's so much more truth that's maybe in the Bible and ain't being taught. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Yeah, and we hear that a lot here at the chapel. How was the trip here? Did you have any setbacks?
No.
No, it was just 11 hours?
11 hours.
Wow, and there was no setbacks whatsoever, just completely smooth the whole way? That's really, really good. Well, we appreciate you coming out. Thanks for talking with me. If there's nothing else you'd like to add, thanks for talking.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey,
what's your name and where are you from?
Anthony Frazier. From Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay, you know, I'm actually from Pensacola, Florida, since you said you're from Gulf Shores, Alabama, so we're actually, you know, pretty close to each other.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Yeah. How long have you been studying with the chapel?
Well, I tell you what, for about the last 6 or 7, I've already had my doctorate, and I've been trying to catch them and making a mistake, and never have. And I've been studying with him for about 7, 8 years now.
Yeah, we hear that so much. That's how a lot of people get started. They come upon the program just one day, and then, you know, they hear all this stuff that they've never heard before, and they try to prove them, and they can't.
Well, I had heard, but like I said, I haven't found a fault.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I enjoy him and Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, they're very knowledgeable.
Both of them are very knowledgeable.
Yeah. I've had a stroke. Can't articulate my thoughts as good as I should be able to.
Okay.
So I do what I can.
Yeah, and that's all you really can do, right?
That's it. Do the best.
Okay,
do the best
well,
you can.
Is this your first Passover? Have you been to others?
This is my first Passover.
What do you think so far?
Well, I just got here. I came to be baptized.
That's awesome. And a lot of people want to do that. They come here specifically to get baptized.
Well, I've studied for so many years and just, I don't know, didn't have the time or either a church wanted me to join them or, you know, it's always something. You know,
yeah.
That devil works everywhere.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Okay, well, let me ask you one more question. Since this is your first Passover and you have been studying for so long, what does it mean for you to be here? If you could use one word to describe that emotion that you're feeling right now.
Amazing.
Amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Heartwarming.
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 Yeah, that's very, very good. Well, would you like to say hi to Andy back home?
Hello, world.
Well, we appreciate you talking with me. Thanks for coming out today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, name and state, please.
I'm Randy Deem. I'm from Leroy, West Virginia.
Well, how long have you been studying with the chapel, Randy?
I believe since 1999.
And this is your first Passover?
No, this is our third.
Okay.
And sure a blessing to be here.
And what channel or how do you watch chapel on?
Well, we watch them off of the small dish, Dish Network. And we really, really enjoy it.
And how do you get started in watching the chapel?
A gentleman I worked with, Ivan Jones, that worked with me at the factory, he gave me one of these tapes and I got to listen to it and it was, wow, it was the truth. And the Lord's been touching us ever since. And we've really been blessed.
You said, wow, it was the truth.
Yeah, it was the truth.
So that's.
I grew up in a Methodist church, but I was never taught the truth until I heard it. And, it's really a blessing.
Well, we thank you for coming. Is there anybody out there you'd like to say hi to?
Not that I know of, but I'm sure honored to be here. I really enjoy it.
Well, we thank you for being here, and God bless.
Bless you.
Bless
you.
Yeah. Name and state, please.
I'm sorry?
Name and state.
Gene Borgman from Nebraska.
Okay.
Frank Wilson from Wisconsin.
Oh, good. And Gene, how long have you been studying with the chapel?
A long time, a couple decades or more.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And how long have you been coming to the Passover?
Well, this is only a third time.
Okay.
But we've really enjoyed it, and wish they'd been coming down through the years, but it just didn't work out. So,
and how did you learn about the chapel? How did you start seeing it?
Just run across it accidentally on television.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
And how about you? How long have you been with the chapel?
Well, it's probably been 20 years, and we had a niece who was enjoying the nightlife, and the leader of the band, the place where they played, would close at 1 o'clock or something in the morning, and then when they'd go home from playing at these nightclubs, they didn't feel like falling asleep right away, and they discovered Shepherd's Chapel. And so when these folks get enjoying the nightlife and performing for all these different nightclubs, came approached us about the Shepherd's Chapel, we were shocked.
Oh, good.
And we've been hooked ever since.
So you've been planting seeds ever since?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anybody back home you'd like to say hi to?
Jerry and Jan in Verdigris, Nebraska.
Okay.
And David Zimmerman in Nebraska.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for
Jeannie
being
Holdegard.
Here. And Jeannie Holdegard. All right. Well, thanks right. So much
Brownfield,
for being here.
Thank
Texas.
You. Appreciate
God bless.
It. God bless you.
All right. Name and state, please.
Robert from Iowa.
Philemon from Iowa. Justine from Iowa.
Okay, and how long have you been studying with the chapel?
7 years.
7 years. So you was very young, wasn't you? And how did you start listening to the chapel?
Grandma
well,
we
started.
We sat on the TV, and we just thought it was interesting, so we started watching it.
And is Grandma here with you today? Or
is she is, right? But she's like...
She doesn't want to be on right now. Okay. Is there any friends out there in Iowa you want to say hi to?
On the TV?
Saffron
and Isaiah.
Hello, I'm Coopers.
No, okay. Well, thanks for coming, and you enjoy yourselves, okay?
Yes.
All right. God bless. Name and state.
Earl Landry, a little town in Texas, in Welder, Texas.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
This is our third Passover, and I started about 6 months before this first Passover. But in those 3 years, it seems like God has just opened up a ton of truth to us. So it's been a great blessing.
And how did you find the chapel?
Well, actually just switching channels and picked it up on cable TV and listened to it for a little while. And actually I went on, switched it on, and the next day I come back and I found it again and listened to it a little bit longer that day. And I've been listening to it ever since.
So you've been planting seeds for those years.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Just the family. You know, all do.
Okay. Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Mayla Sebo from Cookeville, Tennessee.
Okay. Where are you from?
Andy Sebo from Tennessee? Cookeville, Tennessee.
Okay. How long have y'all been studying with the chapel here?
I've been here 2 years, and Andy's been
I've been studying for about 10 plus years,
and you've been studying for 2 years? How does that work out?
Well, we're newlyweds. First wife died of breast cancer, and, you know, her and I were studying with a chapel, and she passed away, and then I remarried, and,
she started watching the...
Yeah, we got into the... I said to her on the first date was,
have you ever watched Shepherd's Chair?
I said, do you know the parable, the fig tree? And she went, oh yeah, doesn't everyone?
Really?
I went,
Whoa.
I said, okay, talk to me about it. And then
I would have been shocked too.
It was great. It was actually great. And
he was what I was.
And after that, it was like magic. You know, God the Father in control.
Absolutely.
And the Holy Spirit there, and you know. We came up, we were married at the chapel, and it's been a great thing ever since. We look forward to this so much, you know. It's like we come for Passover, we come for Fall Fellowship, we come to current events. And
let me ask you something real fast.
Go ahead.
Since you do look forward to this so much, just to put you on the spot here, if you could name or in one word say how this makes you feel to be here, or you know, blessed or happy, just anything of that nature.
All right. There is no place physically on this planet that I would rather be than right here, right now.
Yeah, that's very well said, but it was a little bit more than one word.
Okay.
But joyful.
That was well said, though. It really was.
Blessed.
Absolutely. How was the trip here? Was any setbacks or?
Easy.
Easy, just nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
And y'all just have a blessed day.
God bless you.
You too. Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. What's your name? Where are y'all from?
Jim and Laurie Kennedy. We're from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay. How long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
Since 1995 or 6, I believe it was. Yep.
Wow. Do you remember how you first came upon the program?
My sister Debbie talked to us about them and said we were searching, and she said the best channel to check into was Channel 3, which was Pastor
Arnold.
And haven't left since.
I totally hear you.
Came down 10 years ago, and we had our marriage blessed. And 10 years later, we're coming back, and I just fought cancer. So I'm here to have Pastor Mary bless me again. So maybe we'll see him on Monday.
Absolutely.
We were in Branson for 4 years, and then now we're... So this will be our fifth time.
Fifth time to Passover?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to, you know, reconnect with others that you've met at other Passovers?
Yeah, we sat down this morning for breakfast, and... just sat at that table, and they're all from Minnesota. I couldn't believe it.
And that's how it works, too, because a lot of times back home, you have a hard time meeting with future study partners, but you meet people here.
I mean, that many people eating this morning, and we sat at a table, and every person at the two tables is from Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's absolutely wonderful.
So we're having a great time, and we're glad the weather is beautiful. And
yeah.
We like this, too, having all one spot. Come down the elevator, walk over here.
Is it overwhelming, or just the sheer magnitude? People don't realize just how big this event is.
It's awesome. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's beautiful. I've seen people on TV say, if you haven't been here, come to it. I'm saying...
Absolutely.
Ditto.
Absolutely. Well, do you guys want to say hi to anybody back home?
Hello to our family.
Hi to my brother-in-law, who's very ill right now, and I hope you pull through there, buddy.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming out. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Where are you from, and what's your name?
Brian.
Okay, Brian. And what's your name?
Steven.
Steven?
Christy.
Christy.
Ernie.
And it's a pleasure to meet y'all.
Good this is y'all's first Passover?
This is their first.
First Passover here?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me introduce. What's your name?
Norma.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Norma.
Nice to meet you.
How long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
About six years.
Okay, well, how was the trip here? Was there any unexpected hurdles?
Two grandsons and a dog.
That's an unexpected hurdle. Absolutely.
But it's God blesses us every year with the ability to be here.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't never know where the money's going to come from or how, but every year for the last 5 years, not at the last minute, it's come through for us, so here we are.
Okay, and what does it mean for y'all to be here? If you could describe it, just imagineering one word.
Everything.
That says a lot right there.
Everything.
Being with my family.
Being with your family.
This is family. This is my family.
And we greatly appreciate that so much.
We've been talking about
that. Yeah, and that's the good thing about coming to these Passover meetings is you can meet people of like minds. And it's a beautiful thing.
Very few strangers.
Yeah.
It seems like we've known forever.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming out, and unless you want to say hi to anybody back home.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Okay, well, thanks for talking with me. Y'all have a blessed day. Hey, no problem.
Marina Maxwell from Kentucky.
I am Mike Maxwell from Kentucky.
All right. And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
Since 92.
92. All right.
I'm in Fort Riley, Kansas. And, been a fan ever since. And I want to say hi to my friend Monica.
Right.
We've been here last year, and she misses this event this year. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, and David and Renee, Magnolia.
All right. And is this year, how many times you've been to the Passover?
A fifth or sixth.
All
I'm
right.
not sure.
Well, good.
We love it.
And how did you find the chapel?
I was turning the TV on.
Uh-huh.
And I needed something, how should I say, something that with substance. And the pastor had substance, and I turned them on from then on every day.
So then he's helped you plant seeds all over.
Yes.
The land. All
yes.
right. Well,
yes,
that's great.
Definitely.
I found it through her.
And she brought you. Well, that's great.
No, it wasn't me. But
through the Lord.
Through the Lord. Through God. But I love it. I love
seeing. Well, thanks for that testimony. That's
Thank
good
you.
For you. Yes.
Love it.
And God bless you now.
Yes. All right. You too.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You so much.
Sure.
We love
Thank
you.
God
bless
you.
Yeah. Bye.
How are you? Name and state, please.
Sharon, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
All right.
My name is Courtney. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
My name is Shayla, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, different there. How did you guys get connected then?
Well, yeah, we're
Oh. In, yeah. And how long have you been studying the chapel?
I've been with the chapel since 1987.
How about you?
I've been with the chapel since 1987.
All right.
Since I was in my mother's.
Oh, boy. You know what? Okay. It's a long time, though. Well, that's great.
It's great.
And this year, how many Passovers have you done?
More than 15.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
So you really help plant seeds.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is great. That's good. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to out there?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my family and Ayabe Bus to Edith Dalton.
Okay.
Yes. And just everyone back at home. Ayabe Bus.
Yes, everyone back at home who couldn't make it.
Well, thanks for coming
Thank
and being
so
such
much.
A testimonial,
Thank
too.
You.
God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
You too.
Bye. Name and state.
Carolyn Brown from Buffalo, New York.
Okay, Carolyn, how long have you been studying with the chapel?
About 4.5 years now.
Uh-huh. And how many Passovers have you been to?
This is my first.
Okay. How are you enjoying it?
Oh, I'm loving every minute of it.
Okay. Meeting a lot of friends?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Good. How did you learn to about the chapel?
Well, I had ordered DirecTV, and I was scanning through the channels. And when I scanned through, there was a man named Pastor Murray, and I just love him. Just love him.
Well, he's helped you to plant a lot of seeds there in Buffalo, too, hasn't he?
I hope so.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, God bless you, and is there anybody you'd like to say hello to in Buffalo?
Well, I'd like to say hello to the Moon Senior Citizen Center in Buffalo, New York.
Good. Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
Name and state?
Donna from Arkansas.
Okay.
Bill McNeese from Arkansas.
And how long have you been with the chapel?
Since Bill Clinton days.
Bill Clinton days.
That's how I got introduced through.
Bill Clinton introduced you to the chapel?
Rush Limbaugh did.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh. Okay.
I channel surfing one morning, and when Rush Limbaugh had his program, and I strolled around there and found a pastor, been there ever since.
All right. How about you?
Got into studying with Pastor Billy, and I got engaged back in 2008, and got lucky all the way around.
Well, guys, thanks for coming, and thanks for planting those seeds out there.
We
appreciate that. Anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Just hi to all the family and friends at One Life at a Time. We miss you guys.
And come on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
James McCutcheon from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay. She with you?
That's my wife, Debbie.
And you from Arkansas, too?
Yes.
Fort Smith? Okay. Well, how was the drive down here?
Awesome.
Yeah,
went pretty
smooth.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you guys been studying in the chapel?
Man, since 1991.
Wow.
16th. I think it's the 16th Passover.
16? Uh-huh. So you were one of those people inside there that
yes,
didn't sit down for quite a while.
Right.
Okay. Do you remember how you first came upon the program?
Actually, a friend of ours, Steve Lovelace, I was having some hard times with the church I was going to at the time, and gave me a couple of tapes on Genesis, and it seemed like I learned more in the first 6 months studying those tapes and listening to Pastor that I did my entire life growing
we
up.
We hear
so,
that all the time.
Yeah.
You can listen to the broadcast for 1 month, and people will say that they've learned more in 1 month than they had their entire life
absolutely.
Sitting on a pew. So
yeah, absolutely.
We hear that all the time. What does it mean for you guys to be here right now? Can you describe it in one word, emotionally, how that makes you feel?
Happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
One big family.
One big family. It's a little bit more than one word on this planet. Yeah, it's pretty good, Josh. Well, do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
I just want to say hi to the family and everybody that didn't get to make it. Wish you were here.
Anything? Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming out. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's your name? Where are y'all from?
Yes, my name is Valencia Reed. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. We all from Georgia here?
Sally Kent from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Sharon Reed from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, we got a different one.
Yes.
Okay. How long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
I've been studying since 1990.
1984. Wow.
84.
Wow, that is absolutely crazy. Is this your first Passover? I'm assuming not.
Of course not. No. Had several
years every year.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to reconnect with previous people that you've met at other Passovers?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And have you built, you know, future study partners through that and whatnot?
Yes.
And that's one of the great things about coming here is
yes.
building
people
those people
from your state.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What does it mean, if I can get you each one, tell me in one word, what does it mean for you guys to be here? Just one word, the emotion that it...
Blessing? Yes. It's amazing for me.
Amazing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic? Okay, well, those are all very, very good words. Would you like to say hi to anybody back home?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi to our family, the Hollins family, and Mr. Harry Boger and family. We love you all. Wish you all here.
Okay. Mutual?
My niece, Dawana Pope, and her family.
And I'd like to say hi to my family and friends in Georgia. And I've always wanted to personally thank the staff at the Shepherd's Chapel.
Well, we appreciate that
for all
so much. And, you know, it's not just about us. It's about y'all. And y'all actually, you know, support the staff. And we appreciate
right.
you just as much.
Okay.
Thank you for talking with me. And you guys just have a very blessed day.
Thank you.
Hi. Hey, how are y'all doing today?
We're doing fine. We're from the Panhandle of Florida.
Panhandle from Florida?
Go Destin.
No,
Walton.
I'm actually
Chris
from... I'm from Pensacola, Florida. That's where I was born and raised.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, we're just hopping a skip from you.
What's your name?
Pamela Drasko.
Pamela and?
Winifred Hurd.
Okay. How long have y'all been studying with the chapel here?
Oh, my gosh. I've been studying since 1995. And my mother, who's not she's around the corner, she's been studying since 1987, I believe.
Wow, that's almost around the same time that we even started broadcasting. So
yep.
That is
so
a long time.
We are so blessed up there in the Panhandle.
Yeah,
there's a bunch
absolutely.
Of us. So, but yeah, this is our blessing. And we want to say thank you, Arnold Murray, and all the family. We greatly appreciate everything.
And we appreciate you all very much, too. So I'm assuming this is not your first Passover?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
I've been studying since 93.
So you've been coming to Passovers just about every year,
yes.
Frank. Have y'all made, you know, study partners, you know, from coming to these Passover events?
Yes, there's a couple in Pensacola that we met. And then we have Winnie here. And we
Oh, so you guys actually met, you know, through the broadcast. And
I met through her aunt and her mother, and that's how we met.
And they've been coming here forever.
Okay.
My mom and Aunt Mildred, who's now passed away.
Well, being that y'all came from Florida, I mean, that's quite a significant drive. Were there any setbacks or hurdles that y'all had to overcome?
No, not really.
That's
everything.
All traffic jam.
And that was it. Yeah.
You know, I've been asking people that question today, and it seems like everybody just had a really smooth drive. And,
it was. It was really one of the best drives we've had up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So weather was good and everything. So.
Okay. Well, one quick more question. If you could describe this event in one word, what it means for you to be here, what would that word be?
One of my yearly's greatest blessings.
Okay.
It's my greatest blessing. I asked for one time.
Just to come here.
I've been able to come more than once, and that's my biggest blessing.
Okay, well, we appreciate you so much. Do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Hi, Carl. We love you and miss you. Sorry you couldn't come.
You want to say?
Hope you're feeling better. We'll see you back at the mart.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Y'all have
God
a blessed
bless.
Day. You too. Yeah. A blessed day.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. Come right over here. Name and state, please?
Charlotte Carey from Grand Island, Nebraska.
And how long have you been studying with them?
5 years.
5 years? And how did you learn about the chapel?
Well, my sister-in-law, living in Missouri, and we went down to visit, and she asked me to watch the program with her.
Okay.
And, yes.
Is this your first Passover then? Or?
Oh, no. We've been down here for 4 Passovers and the feast twice.
So you've met a lot of new people here and some
yes.
people. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're planting seeds back there at home. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Back home?
Yeah.
Yes. My brother and sister-in-law, and they are... studying too, and they will be taking the Passover at home, though they weren't able to come because of health problems.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming, and God bless your family back there.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep planting those seeds.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Name and state?
Tracy, Iowa.
Tracy, and what's your name?
Draven.
Iowa.
Iowa.
All right. Kip. All right, why don't you come over here and we'll get him in too. Yeah, come on over.
That's Andy.
Andy, front fate right here.
Okay.
And where are you from?
I'm from Iowa, Creston,
okay.
Iowa.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
I've been about 11, 12 years. He's closer to 20 years.
Okay, and how
I've been watching it off and on for the last couple.
Okay. And how long have you been watching the chapel? Okay. Is this your first Passover? Or?
This is our second Passover. Our
second.
Fourth time of coming to here. This is my son. His first time.
This is my first time, yep.
How are you liking it?
I think it's great. I'm having a real good time.
Good.
Learning.
That's great.
In case they had a Bill and Nancy,
yeah.
They didn't make it. I don't
sure.
think that. I love you. Call me.
All right. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Hi.
You want to say hi to somebody?
Hi, brothers.
Well, Ray Vanning in the camera there.
Hi, brothers.
And you like it?
Sure, I'd like just like to say hi to my son and his mother back home.
Okay, well, thank you. And
thank
keep
you.
Planting those seeds out
okay,
there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Bye. God bless. Name and state.
Rick Inman from Washington State.
Okay.
I'm Dan Tatar from Washington State.
Richard Leon from Seattle, Washington.
And how long have you been studying at the chapel?
Going on 6 or 7 years. About 13.
That's all.
2004.
2004, good. How did you learn about the chapel?
I had a friend that his mom taught on satellite dish 20-something years ago, the first time I seen him. And was invited over, you got to come see this guy, you got to get him listen to this guy. And then I went off and did my thing, and then when trouble came, I remembered what I heard, and I talked to that guy, my friend Tim, and he said that he was on satellite, because I was getting ready to, on cable TV, I thought he was on satellite. And so when I found out he was on cable TV, I used my VCR for the first time, and then the first study I heard was Servant. And that's when everything I was looking for came together that night.
Wow.
And been here ever since.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, through a workplace friend. And then we ended up talking about genealogy, and that led us here.
Great.
Your buddy Mike, right?
For myself, I was, through the many years that I've read the Bible over and over and over again, I was getting in trouble by going to churches asking different preachers and pastors and questions about what I'm reading, and they were like, okay, too much, you know, not wanting to answer my questions. So I kept praying for somebody who had the knowledge or a good book that I could go and learn more and, mm-hmm. and understand what I've been reading and, you know, make it jive. Well, and so I kept running into troubles at all these different churches and basically almost like getting shunned until finally one day my high school buddy from high school, junior high school, you know, we were like separated for many years, and all of a sudden I made a phone call. He had all the answers, so he introduced me to Shepherd's Child.
But the funny thing was, he had his answer, and he didn't know it yet, and all of a sudden one night he goes, Danny, is he the one?
I got off the phone, and I'm going, really, this is the guy you said?
Well, thank you so much for coming, and
thank
God
you
bless
you
all.
For interviewing and your service here and to the staff and
you're
everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Name
you
and state,
different. Please. I recognize you. California. I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, my name is Rebecca. I'm from California.
Good. Rebecca, and how long have you been studying with the chapel?
I was actually born into studying. My dad's been studying for about 35 years. I'm 24. But actually full on myself about 2 years, I'd say. Nonstop, like every single day.
Great. And so this is your first Passover?
Yes, it is. This is my first Passover here in Arkansas, like spending it with everyone.
Great. Well, we thank you so much for coming and planting those seeds out there in California and so forth. So God bless you.
With that being said, can I say something in Spanish?
Sure.
Lo que quisiera decir es que eso es un privilegio de estar aquí y que los mexicanos se deben de despertar la realidad en la fe.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for coming. Name and state.
My name's Karen Sutton, and I'm from Ohio.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
About 23 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And how many Passovers have you been?
This is my very first.
Is that right?
Yes, I love it.
And how did you get started 23 years ago?
My father.
Okay.
He studied with the chapel and introduced me into it, and I have been hooked since.
Well, great. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for coming, and thanks for planting all those seeds for 23 years.
Okay, thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless.
All right.
You.
Name and state?
Dea Cunningham. You scared me. I almost said that was sure if I was ready. And I live in Springdale, Arkansas.
Okay, and how long have you been studying with the chapel?
Since 1994.
Okay.
And I lived in Texas and moved up here.
Is this your first Passover here?
No, it's about my 10th.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And how did you learn when you first learned about the chapel?
One night I was flipping channels and Pastor Murray was on when I had a satellite dish. And he said something about Eve and I wanted to prove him wrong. Shame on me, and he proved me wrong.
And he asked you to prove him wrong, didn't
he? Yes, he did. He did. Well, he threw me into the Word and set me on fire.
So you've been planting those seeds ever since?
Ever since.
Well, thank you, and thanks for coming. God bless.
Thank you.
Hi. Hey, nice to meet you, too. What's your name? Where are y'all from?
John Coyne, and this is my wife, Diane.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Joshua. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Joshua.
Joshua. How long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
5 years for me. And
10 years? Okay. I'm assuming then not your first Passover?
It's third.
Third Passover? Have you met, you know, reconnected with previous people from other Passovers?
Yeah, we just went the second ago, right?
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how was the drive here?
Oh, it was great.
Really, really smooth?
Yeah.
No setbacks, anything like that?
No. We were on our motorcycle, too.
So we got to drive motorcycle. And,
yeah.
And where was it again that y'all came from?
The northeast corner of Missouri, Cahokia.
Oh, wow. And you drove a motorcycle the whole time?
Yeah.
The two separate ones or
no.
One? Okay. Well, do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Oh, yeah. We'd like to say hi to all of our family. And
David and Josh with Jessica. And hi, Wayne. Come to Bible study.
Well, if there's nothing else y'all would like to add, thanks for talking with me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
hey, no problem.
Josh.
Hey,
God bless you.
Hey, you too. Hi, I'm Joshua.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
Where are you from, Kathy?
Colorado.
Colorado. And what's your name? Where are you from?
I am.
Colorado.
Oh, so both from Colorado. Okay.
Yeah.
How long y'all been studying with the chapel?
I think it's been about 16 years for me. A little longer, but you lose track of time.
Exactly. Absolutely. Do you remember how y'all first came upon the program? We hear some crazy
sure
stories.
Do. Through an interview.
Through an interview?
She was on an interview.
That's not how we came into Shepherd's Chapel.
Well, the first time we met, that's how we met.
Okay.
And then we sat down together.
Yeah, but I know what I was with a denomination and just didn't find that anything that I was learning new. And then I just happened to hear Pastor Murray answer a question that I...
Absolutely. And we hear all the time that listening to the chapel just 1 month, you learn more in an entire lifetime.
Of course, you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I was flipping through our satellite on Pastor Murray, and I thought, this is it.
Yeah, you just know.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Sure. Hi, family. My whole family.
Well, we got some back there, so hopefully they'll show up.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming
okay
and talking with me. Y'all have a blessed
so
day.
Much.
Thank you.
And no problem. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Lois Ransier from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay. Harold Ransier, Cedar Rapids.
And how long have y'all been studying with the chapel?
Oh, since about 2005, and we've been coming here to the Passover since 2007.
And Fall Fellowship.
Okay. Have you made lots of friends, future
yes
study partners
many
and stuff like that?
Yes, I even met a Bible study group from Iowa watching an interview.
They, oh, really?
Yes, they said, the man clearly said his name, Ron Hall from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I looked it up in my telephone book, and we started a Bible study and joined it. And
what did you think when you first came upon the program? Like, did it just blow your mind?
Yes. Well, I had prayed for, I said, Lord, if there has to be just one teaching, your teaching, instead of all these things I'm watching. I said, if there's one truth, then please lead me to it. And the next morning, I turned on and flipped right to Shepherd's Chapel, and I just stopped and started watching it. And then I realized, well, the Lord had led me to that.
We hear that a lot. Okay. Do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Oh, gosh, I can't. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carolyn. We're not seeing you here.
Don't forget Penny.
And Penny, yes. So hope you can be here next year, and we love you.
Okay, well, you guys, I appreciate you coming to talk with me.
Yeah,
yeah, blessed day.
Thank you.
How are y'all doing today?
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Millie Allen, and I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I watch Pastor Murray every morning.
Every single morning? Don't miss a day?
Beg pardon?
You don't miss a day?
You don't
watching
miss
the program?
A day? No, I sure don't. I get up every morning at 5 o'clock to go watch it.
And that is
this
awesome.
This is my daughter, Barbara Capilano.
And where are you from? Same place?
No, I'm from Mapleville. This is my mom. She's
okay
from Little Rock. But I got her watching him. Now my whole family watches him. And this is our fourth time to the Passover.
Fourth time to Passover?
Yeah, and we started studying it in 82.
Wow, that is absolutely, yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
If you could describe what it means for you to be here at this Passover, in one word, what would you use?
Glorious.
Glorious?
Yes. What another day? Uh-huh,
she can't hear very well.
Okay, if you could describe the event in one word, what it means for you to be here, what would you use?
Oh, hallelujah, baby.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. Well, do you guys want to say hi to anybody back home?
Yeah, hi, everybody. My son, Eddie, you should have come. You missed it.
We told you.
Well, we appreciate you coming out, and y'all have a blessed day.
Okay,
We appreciate you. Hi.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sarah Slaughter. I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay, Fayetteville?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been studying for the chapel?
A long time, since he started in his house. I'm one of the first that started studying within his house.
How did that work? Did you just come across?
No,
or?
I had left the church I was with. My neighbor came across the street and said, guess what? We're going out to Gravette to look at this church. You want to come? So I came, and I never left since then.
What did you think, you know, that first day that you went and heard him?
I stayed up all night that night reading and studying, I was amazed. I had never heard anything like this in my life, and it has completely changed my way of looking at things.
And you've just stuck with it this entire
time,
haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have stuck with it. I loved it. I love it. I still love it. That's amazing. Yes, sir. I do love it.
What does it mean? First of all, how many Passovers have you been? I'm assuming a lot.
We were trying to think of that. It's either 20 or 25 or 27 or something like that.
You were one of the ones that were standing up until the very end.
Yes, sir.
Last, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what does it mean for you to be here?
Very much loving and to be around people that know the same thing that I do, because where I live, there aren't that many that do believe like
this.
So
like-minded people.
And it's like-minded people, and you just can't wait for the next one so you can come see them again and study.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, would you like to say hi to anybody back home?
Yes, just hi and come.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for talking.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sarah Slaughter. I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay, Fayetteville?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been studying
since
for the chapel?
A long time, since he started in his house. I'm one of the first that started studying within his house.
How did that work? Did you just come across?
No,
or?
I had left the church I was with. My neighbor came across the street and said, guess what? We're going out to grab it to look at this church. You want to come? So I came, and I never left since then.
What did you think, you know, that first day that you went and heard him?
I stayed up all night that night. Reading and studying, I was amazed. I had never heard anything like this in my life, and it has completely changed my way of looking at things.
And you've just stuck with it this entire time, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have stuck with it. I loved it. I love it and still love it. That's amazing. Yes, sir, I do love it.
What does it mean? First of all, how many Passovers have you been? I'm assuming a lot.
We were trying to think of that. It's either 20 or 25 or 27 or something like that.
So you were one of the ones that were standing up till the very end.
Yes,
that
sir.
Last, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What does it mean for you to be here?
Very much loving and to be around people that know the same thing that I do, because where I live, there aren't that many that do believe like
this. Like-minded people.
And it's like-minded people, and you just can't wait for the next one so you can come see them again and study.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, would you like to say hi to anybody back home?
Yes, just hi and come.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for talking.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. Stephanie.
Hey. Where are you from, Stephanie?
Kentucky.
Kentucky? And I'm. Oh, these are Kentucky girls.
Except for me.
Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia.
Oh, we got
Elaine.
Elaine?
Hi.
And what's your name?
Crystal from Kentucky.
Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you, Crystal.
Betty Conkright from Orangeburg,
Kentucky. Well, how long have we been watching the chapel?
13 years.
13 years?
10. I'd say it's about 3.
3 years?
13.
And what does it mean for y'all to be here at this Passover? If you could describe it in one word, that emotion that, you know, just you feel.
Energy.
Energy?
Energy.
I haven't heard
love.
That one. Love?
Love. Amazing.
Amazing?
Fellowship with like-minded people.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is where you meet like-minded people for sure. Do you guys want to say hi to anybody back home?
Hi, Jim.
We just got one.
Hi, Mom.
They're all here. And hi, all our Shepherd's Chapel family.
Yeah.
You need to be here.
We love you.
Absolutely.
We love you.
If there's nothing else y'all would like to add, we appreciate you coming out, okay?
Passover is absolutely wonderful, and you come here after studying, and you meet such like-minded people, and it's like being here with family, and it's one of the most fascinating things that you can do, because it's all about our Heavenly Father who brings us all together, and it's absolutely fabulous. And if you haven't come to Passover, make sure you come, because it is an experience.
I don't think I could have said it any better. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later. Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Rhonda from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma? Okay. Well, how long have you been studying, Rhonda?
About 20 years.
20 years? Do you remember how you first came upon the program?
Accidentally stumbled across him sitting at the desk.
You know, and we hear crazy stories like that. You just accidentally came across it. Yes. What did you think when you first turned it on?
It answered a verse in the Bible that said, listen to no man lest he hold this doctrine in his hand.
And you were just hooked from that point
was it.
On?
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing right there.
Yes, it is.
How many Passovers have you been to?
This is my first.
This is your first Passover? What do you think so far?
I think it's wonderful.
Have you had a chance to meet, you know, new people?
A few, not very many, but a few.
Okay, well, what do
you... I'm getting out there.
Yeah.
A few more visits.
Yeah, and what does it mean for you to be here?
To be a body of Christ.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's
well, we appreciate you coming out. Do you want to say hi to anybody back home?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to all of them and tell them, come on.
Well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, my love. You have a good day.
You too. Hi, I'm Joshua. What's your name?
Hi,
where
Joshua.
Are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Pensacola.
Would you believe that I am from Pensacola, Florida, too?
I'm sticking.
Yeah, no joke. I really am.
Really? Not seeing many there.
I would like to say happy Passover to our brothers and sisters in Christ and all of them that I hope that will come and be our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I would also like to say in spirit, Larry and Sarah Hunt would love to be here, but they couldn't. And Lois also with her family. So we want to say we miss you, but we know you're in spirit. God bless you. Thank you, Shepherd Chapel, and all the staff for all you do. God bless you.
We appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Name and state, please.
I'm Charlotte Swank from California.
From California. Whereabouts in California?
Simi Valley. Yeah, where the Ronald Reagan Library is located.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a great library.
You got honored there with that library.
It's a beautiful library.
And how long have you been studying with the chapel?
About 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, Arnold Murray baptized me in 1999.
He sure did.
That was my first Passover. And this is my second.
Well, thanks for coming back. Yeah.
I would have been back other dates if I could have, but we finally got to sneak away this year. And
how do you watch him in California?
I have a satellite dish on Galaxy transponder. I don't know the numbers off C4, moment. And we also have DirecTV, and we pick him up on the weekdays on 224.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's there pretty much all day.
What, 24 hours a day or most of the day? Huh?
Most of the day, yeah, because I pick him and I watch him before I go to work for about an hour, about 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., and he's still going about noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I haven't watched him past that point. But
Well, good. Is there anybody in California you'd like to say hi to?
I don't know if they would ever see this or not, but I have my daughter, my mom, my brothers and sisters. Hello, everybody in California.
Well, listen, thanks for coming and planting seeds for those many years out there.
We've been trying.
That's great.
A lot of people don't want to listen.
Well,
they kind of shut down when you start talking about
God. You're of like minds with us here.
We are,
so that's
very
good.
Much so.
That's, well, keep up the good work.
We will.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Sure. Hi. Name and state?
Greg Luttrell from Kentucky. Yeah.
Okay.
And who's and these are my twin boys, Josh.
Josh. Hi, Josh.
And Justin.
And Justin. Well, how long have you been studying?
About 18 years.
Wow. Well, you're about that old, don't you?
Before they were even born.
Is that right?
Yes. This is my first trip out here. This is their fifth time.
Wow.
So they talked Dad into coming this time. And we're having a great time. Everybody meet a lot of great people, and we really enjoy ourselves.
How did you get started studying?
Through my wife. She started studying, I think, in 95. And it just, when you hear the truth, I mean, you just, it's all you want to hear. You don't, it was easy to pick up. Once we started studying, we just couldn't stop. Like I said, once you learn the truth, you don't want to stop learning it.
When from these young teenagers, how do you enjoy it?
My mom started it from a young age. We just always listen to all our life.
All right. How about you?
Same here.
Same there, huh? Well, have you got anybody back home you'd like to say hi to?
Yes, my oldest son. His name is Matthew, and I'd like to say hi to Matt and his wife, Whitney, and their son, Raiden.
Hi. How about you?
Same thing?
Yeah. Same thing. Okay. Well, listen, thanks so much, and thanks for planting seeds out there. We really need it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
To request our free introductory offer by telephone, call 800-643-4645 24 hours a day. You may also request our introductory offer by writing to Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravett, Arkansas, 72736. Once again, that's Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravett, Arkansas, 72736. We invite you to join us for the next in-depth Bible study each weekday at this same time. Thank you for watching today's program, and God bless you.
Genesis 1:46, the first six chapters in God's Word. The world that was. Did you realize there was a world age before this one? Same old world, different age. The creation itself. When were the races created? You see, all the races were created separately, and you'll find that documented in these particular tapes. How and what was the sin in the garden? It will be discussed in this series also. This is a must for the serious Bible scholar, for if you do not understand how it was in the beginning, you certainly will never understand the end. I think you will find this series very rewarding and certainly will answer questions that no doubt you've always wondered about. Genesis 1:46. Hey, I know you're going to enjoy this series.
Welcome to the Shepherd's Chapel Network Family Bible Study Hour with Pastor Arnold Murray. Wisdom is understanding God's Word. Pastor Murray's unique teaching approach brings God's Word alive with meaning as he takes you on a chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse study of God's letter to you, the Bible. And now here is Pastor Arnold Murray.
Good day to you. God bless you. Say, welcome to the Shepherd's Chapel. Welcome to this family Bible study hour. Hey, we're ready to get back into our Father's Word, talking about the rupture doctrine. I'm sorry, the rapture theory, as we get right into it here today. And document. Now look, men say this and men say that. If you're going to follow Christ, follow what he says. And in this 13th chapter of Mark, he's telling us exactly.